Welcome. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, and our crew of tech specialists here, including Sherry Cam. Sherry is our social media maven. That will be the title that will hang on you for the time being, Sherry. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not just the only one here talking about shopping, though.
No.
In good company.
No, and one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you about today, and maybe you can help explain something here, is that Facebook opened up something called Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And it was to be kind of a contender with Craigslist, I believe.
To be a contender with Craigslist, to be a local option for eBay. But I also think it was trying to keep up with the private groups who were doing the selling. And so you have private individuals who would start a group, and you had to somehow qualify for these groups, whether it was a demographic or it was geographic. But somehow you qualified for a particular group to be able to sell in. There are Metro Detroit areas. There are local city selling groups.
And, oh, really?
Mm-hmm, and now there's Marketplace because of the success of these groups as they've been online.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How do I get to that? Because I'm trying to go to marketplace.facebook.com or facebook.com/marketplace. Is it web-based interface or is it a...
The easiest way to get it is through their app, truthfully, because then you just have the little icon that looks like a little shack.
Oh.
Right? A little bar shack. And then if you just hit that... Right, and it comes up. So geographically, it will pull anything up that is in my area.
For you, don't listen to the radio and have vision on your radio.
Holding my phone up to everyone. Exactly. Sorry about that.
So just keep an eye on that speaker right there. You can see that little icon, and you'll be all set.
But seriously, when you look on your phone, and I'm looking on my laptop, mm-hmm. and I'm not.
Now, for Facebook on your laptop, it'll be on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Right. And it should say Marketplace.
Everybody click along.
Under groups under apps?
No, it should be.
Interest, events.
Well, I found the URL. It is facebook.com/FB Marketplace.
Yeah, FB Marketplace.
Oh, FB Marketplace.
Yep. If you want the URL, yeah.
So it's, do that again, Kat.
For us old timers.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that again. It's facebook.com.
Right. Yep. /.
Thank you. Uh-huh. .com/. And what is it after
FB.
That? FB. Uh-huh. F as in Foster. B as in Brown. No.
You're
FB
sharp.
Marketplace.
You are sharp.
Marketplace.
So it's only open since October 16th.
Yeah,
I
know.
It's relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sherry, please. Where is it on the page again? I got to know.
It's on the left-hand side.
Okay.
And it's further down than the groups.
Okay.
It should be.
All right.
I did not even know you had Facebook. When did this happen?
It says Discover Groups. Is it in that group?
Truthfully, you can type in Marketplace at the
we'll
top
look
of.
At,
oh, yeah, type in Marketplace.
Type in Marketplace
in
at the top
in the finder.
Of the blue
yep.
finder. Because okay. that'll pull it up.
And that's how
I
found
that.
It.
Marketplace Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So it's set up and built primarily for sellers. It's really quite easy to sell something. But the most important thing, of course, when you sell online is the picture, the visual that I didn't give you when I was trying to describe how to get there.
But you did a well effort at it.
Thank you. I the Vanna White of just showing it doesn't help on the radio.
It did for me. I got it
exactly,
right away.
Right yeah. across. Exactly. But there are pitfalls always because you have to arrange for pickups mm-hmm. and you have to arrange for money exchange. And so a lot of people like the guaranteed money exchanges of, say, PayPal or Google mm-hmm. Pay
yes.
and things of that
yes.
sort. And those become essential for any of the vendors or any of the individuals who want to sell something. But you can sell anything. I mean, you can sell almost anything. You can sell a timeshare, right? You could sell mm-hmm. a week. You could sell a car. You can sell a house. You can sell a local business, a service of any kind, or you can just have your virtual rummage sale during the wintertime that you
Ooh.
Wouldn't otherwise have because it's too cold outside.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
And because this is geographic, people are dealing with people, if you will, in their neighborhood.
Locally, essentially. Now, my geographical circle will also include all the way up as far north as Waterford. Not quite Oxford,
mm-hmm.
That's a little bit too far north for Detroit, but it will go down to Wyandotte. I mean, it does have quite a wide range
wow,
in my...
You determine? How do you determine that, then?
It knows your location. That's the spooky part. But you can also change location. So if I were, say, we were just talking about my daughter who lives in New York. If I wanted to find, say, a rug for her in New York, if I changed my address or changed my zip code, I could look for something that she could go pick up there. Mm-hmm. And be able to do that.
Well, quite similar to on Craigslist, you just pick the right metropolitan area and then you go search that way as well.
Okay, so the web-based interface on facebook.com/FB Marketplace, that's the place that I would use to create my page and put my wares on. And the application is where I would then browse and for the geographical location of people that are selling items in my area. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair description?
It is. Okay. It is. Now, there are people who have been selling frequently on these private groups. And of course, again, like we say, you had to be approved for these private groups.
Sure.
Who all of a sudden are getting all of these interfaces of offers that they didn't otherwise get. And the question is how or why? It's Marketplace. Because they established their sale before the marketplace had started. All of a sudden, marketplace starts. Now they're pulling buyers from a larger area.
Doesn't that entail a certain weakening of the security, though, that is there naturally with a closed group?
I think so, yes. Yeah, it does. So you have to either take the location off, and you can do that in your private group, or you just have to accept the fact that it's a public marketplace. But you're also going to start getting messages via Messenger from people that you have not approved, and so therein lies some of that security risk that you might not have otherwise thought of in advance. And you got to keep looking at that other inbox; they still have one because somebody's message who is not an approved friend. Maybe in your other inbox until you actually approve them through Messenger.
Other inbox being?
Right. We've had the inbox conversation in Facebook, right? So you have a way to message people via Messenger.
Oh, yes.
Right? And when Messenger went to its own entity that you can use as a standalone now on your PC, they reinvented the other inbox again that Facebook had eliminated. And so you do have to go back there and see if anybody's actually made an offer or done anything again.
You know, you are actually touching on something that I want to talk about in our second hour. Because I'm sure it's going to stick around for the second hour.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That whole issue of where you get your messages and how to deal with this proliferation of inboxes is driving me nuts. As a matter of fact, you were a case in point where I was talking or communicating with you on Messenger, I think it was.
It was.
And I was also sending emails, and I wasn't sure whether the emails were getting to you or whether I was dealing with you on Messenger, and Messenger seems to be aggregating a whole bunch of those things together.
It does. And if you set it up, you could actually get Messenger to send to your email, if that's your preferred method of communication.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting back to Mark, go ahead. Was somebody going to ask? I heard an intake of breath here.
No, you heard Gary go, wow.
My mic was even off.
Hey, did you have something you were saying?
I was going to say, you better start consolidating how many email addresses you have, Foster.
Oh, that's exactly it. I've lost track.
I told him that earlier in the week.
I lost track. You're right.
You know, when you're on the witness protection program, you need a lot of cover.
Yeah, I've been picking them up, and that probably is a good deal of my problem. Yeah.
After you explained everything about Marketplace, it made me even more want to stay with Craigslist because it seemed simpler using Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's like everything else. Once you learn how the process works, it probably will work out.
You know, for people who generally want to stay on one app, if you will, right? They don't want to check their email for this and their messages from this and Messenger from this and then LinkedIn and everything else.
Get terribly confused.
It does get terribly confusing. If their preferred, method of communication is Facebook, it's essentially the same.
You just need to pick one and say, this is going to be the way I talk.
You can, yes. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about a new way of shopping in just a moment at your local Kroger store, if Kroger happens to be one of the